of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex. If you missed any of the program, Alex really rode shotgun for the majority of the show. We just got off the phone with Lou Rockwell. We stream it 24-7 here at Infowars.com, except for when my show plays 9 to midnight Central Time. And you can always get the podcast over at Infowars as well. Spread the word. I mean, we need this video to go completely viral of a cop attacking an EMT officer who's trying to help a woman. We're going to take your calls this entire hour. We got Jim, newcomer of Midas Resources, coming up at half past. But I want to thank one of our great sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, do you want the non-hybrid heirloom seeds that actually give you nutrients that can actually feed you, you know, keep you healthy? Well, SurvivalSeedBank.com is the place to go, 877-327-0365. Even if you're not out there worried that something's going to happen, hey, grow a victory garden. They don't want you to have organic foods. They don't want you to be healthy. They want you on GMO craptacular. So, you know, protect yourself. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. Now, I have not read this article, just the headline, but it was given to me by my producer in the beginning of the show, and it's definitely worth noting. We talked a little bit about Supreme Court decisions and the corruption there and the 5-4 WWE politics style. Oh, so close. It's always so close. Well, we know Sotomayor is a council member on La Raza. We know that. We're aware of that. Okay? We know she's already really a reverse racist. And it can't, they're calling it a reverse racist in the media because they love to drum up controversy between Newt Gingrich and whoever. Newt Gingrich, the fake Christian who likes to go to the Bohemian Grove Club and act like he's a conservative when he's anything but. And I think he actually denied that he went to the Bohemian Grove when he was confronted about it. Or he said, you know, something ridiculous about it. Oh, it doesn't exist. But this woman apparently says that gun ownership is unconstitutional. So I'm going to read the article, and we'll see what we got. President Obama has made a bold choice to replace Supreme Court Justice David Souter with Appeals Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Ms. Sotomayor, if confirmed, would be the first Hispanic justice and would be only the third woman on the court. Sotomayor's resume is impressive, including a 1993 ruling in favor of a homeless man beaten by NYPD officers and her landmark decision in 2002 regarding terrorism suspects. In that case, she determined that suspects captured on the battlefield must receive all rights afforded to American citizens under the Constitution. Her controversial decision was later overturned by an appellate court, but still influenced current policy. Sotomayor is a graduate of Princeton University, where her legal thesis include race in American classroom and underlying injustice, American exceptionalism, and permanent bigotry. Well, she's the bigot. She's the one saying that for some reason her ethnicity is going to make her more often than not have a better decision than a white man. I mean, what does that even mean? How do you know? Again, base your decisions on the content of somebody's character, not the color of their skin, not their religious beliefs, the content of their character, whether they believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, especially for this job. And deadly obsession, American gun culture. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly conferred organizations like the military. No, that's not correct, ma'am. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues that they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. Wow. We need to get deadly obsession American gun culture in the office. If you're listening, audience, if you're listening, if there's a PDF file of that book online, showtips@infowars.com, or mail us the book, because she needs to be exposed. She's saying that we don't have a Second Amendment right? No, the reason that we have guns is because the military has guns and the police have guns, and it's to stop tyranny. Well-organized militias, also, you know, keeping your persons and property safe. She's absolutely ridiculous, and that's just another strike against her. But let's see if the phony conservatives bring this up. Let's see if this comes to the light. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95. for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and Alex Jones has joined us once more to weigh in on the Sotomayor. There is no Second Amendment, apparently. You don't have the right to a gun. And we're going to have to get the full text. We're going to have to get this book, Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture. Please, audience, help us out. Get us this book ASAP. Alex?
Yeah, Jason, this is, you know, I'm sitting here with my family listening to you, and wild horses can't drag me away, because I realize how much ball dropping I do. And this is what the listeners and their tips and their calls and their emails, and I'm going to get off quick some tech calls, speaking of that. And that's why it's so important. That's why we need listeners. I want to create something like news tips at InfoWars.com or story submissions or stories at InfoWars.com and have maybe a section of hot breaking news that is listener articles and listener feedback. I see so much well-prepared analysis and information in InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as comments mixed in with all the profanity and insanity that comes along with the First Amendment. People complain about that, but we try to leave it as free and wild west as possible. I want listeners who want to write articles, write comments, write research papers, some of the incredible stuff we see in the PrisonPlanet.com forum, to start submitting them. Let's make the email right now. How about stories at InfoWars.com? Because it was last Saturday that I saw a comment on a story. And the reason I read them is because I get so much good info. And it was a link to a mainstream gun website. I forget which one. Shooter something. And it was quotes of her in newspapers and quotes of her in that book. It listed that book. And then I did some searching and found the actual stories. I found a few of them. but my printer was out of printing paper, so I ended up not covering on Sunday, and I wrote a note saying, cover this, and then I forgot. So I'm listening to you, and you bring it up. That's why we've got you down here, Burmese, because you're such a great news hound and are addicted to knowing more info like I am, so it's a perfect, you know, two peas in a pod. But again, I find that's my frustration. There's hundreds and hundreds of things. I'd say 50% of the stuff I come across I don't cover on air because there's so much of it. This woman is just like the attorney general who argued last year, you want the source, you know, Obama keeps saying there's no such thing, it's all a lie, I just want reasonable gun control. Well, reasonable means all of us turning our guns in. Obama as state senator and as U.S. senator, Attorney General Eric Holder as deputy attorney general, and then last year arguing for the gun control groups before the Supreme Court in the D.C. gunman case, he said no citizen should be able to own guns. He went on to say the same thing Sotomayor said. Obama said the same thing in his book that he wrote that called for the youth brigades. The White House chief of staff called for that. When he was a congressman, he tried to pass these bills. They have bills where they can ban you owning a gun without a judge, without a jury, without an indictment, without a charge, without an arrest. There is no doubt they are coming for your guns. They are coming for them now. And we've got to, I mean, this monster is part of a supremacist organization. Notice how only whites can be racist, so they call it reverse racism. No, this is tribalism. She's part of her tribal group. The globalists want a race pimp. They want to divide everybody. That's why they love her, because the globalists want to destroy U.S. sovereignty and want to try to make Hispanics racist, just like they want to make blacks racist and whites racist, all in the name of multiculturalism. It actually intensifies it and increases it to divide and conquer. But the fact that she's part of a group whose slogan is for the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing, La Raza, that means the race, on the board, that is nothing for the race group. The issue is she is openly a treasonous, larcenous worm who openly has declared war on the Second Amendment, and that's the argument that Obama, Rahm Emanuel, Eric Holder, and her have all said. They claim that the Second Amendment only means the military, and they argue that only the National Guard can be armed in the United States and their paramilitary enforcer police, when the National Guard didn't exist until 1902, and when clearly the Founding Fathers, they had a, I had John Lott on, the professor, about this. They had that other professor out of Illinois, and Lott exposed him and got him fired. But we actually made the call for the investigation and got the ball rolling. I forget the professor's name. 5 years ago, he wrote a book saying no one owned guns. The Founding Fathers were anti-gun. The Second Amendment actually took everybody's guns. He did fake research. We exposed it, and there was an investigation, and he lost his tenure thanks to Professor Lott and others exposing him. So the issue is these criminal liars want your property, want your farm, want your ranch, want your business, want your kids, want to control your reproductive life, want one-child policies. These pus-sucking maggots of hell, this enemy of the republic, this swollen communist witch whore, wants to destroy our republic, and she needs to be seen for what she is. We must absolutely ensure that even if she does get confirmation, everyone knows the government is an abomination of evil and wickedness, and they want our guns, and they are coming after our guns. And if you read the Supreme Court ruling, they said they can restrict our Second Amendment under law. So they're saying the Second Amendment is a right for them, this paramilitary officer, to take our gun. This will start World War III in this country. We have got to avert this happening. I know most police are pro-Second Amendment. Then you need to speak out against the thug cops nationwide coming after the Second Amendment. But listen, I'm going to get out of here. We need the listeners to not just write great 10-paragraph articles. I mean, some of this stuff's great minds, great thoughts, great quotes, literary geniuses, 10 times smarter than I am, and it's just all over the website, but not in one central place. I want these articles to be submitted. We can all, you know, just lightly review them, maybe have a disclaimer on the bottom that this is listener content articles, but just start posting almost all of it. It's not going to have any patriot slander or infighting, but anything else, the serious stuff, I want everybody to start exposing them, because their crimes are so massive, so huge, that we can't do it all. And again, I dropped the ball. last week I saw these quotes by her and confirmed them and then literally forgot about it. And, you know, kind of like you forget about a good restaurant or something. Well, I forgot about this important news to cover. So please help us expose this monster. Save the Republic. There's no doubt they're making their move right now. Jason Burmes.
Absolutely. And you talk about, Obama coming out and saying we need preventative detention. And, oh, the Second Amendment's no good. And let's bring in the youth brigades. And we're going to have a national civil service corps. And our national holiday is going to be on 9/11, where we have people in red jackets knocking on your door to ask you to pledge service.
Red, I mean, black uniforms in Burmes. Here's the deal. They're actually doing military marching on these videos. It's actually happening. Hey, get the calls, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless you, Alex. I'll talk to you soon. Let's go. It's Alex's rules. It's Alex's show. Thomas in Arizona disagrees, so you're in the front of the line. Thomas, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're pretty good sized, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, thank you.
Thomas, you're on the air. Thomas, you're on the air. All right, drop you. I got
to
drop you. You know, it's unbelievable. You're sitting there talking to somebody. I call for your name. You disagree. I put you to the front of the line like you supposedly want, and I think you're ordering food at a fast food restaurant. Give me a break, man. All right, Archangel in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hello. Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, well, today's breaking news in Pittsburgh. Luckily, I've been listening to you guys for quite a few years and was up to speed on GPS. I woke up late today because I'm a disabled Vietnam vet, and turn on my camera monitor, sit down at the computer, turn on InfoWars, and lo and behold, I see this guy sitting across from my house. So I see him sit on the wall, and he's got a clipboard, and it looks like a handheld, PDF or some kind of device. And I'm like, that's a GPS guy. So I saw him walk up to the other corner. So I put on my clothes, you know, hobbled on out to him, asked him, sure he was. He was a census worker. He said he didn't GPS my home. I said, well, don't step foot in my home. Don't step on my property. I took pictures of him. I sent to you guys. I called the police. I even went in after I talked to him. His name was Jack. I gave him the whole spiel. He's talked to me for 45 minutes. I gave him copies of the InfoWars stories, the articles, the website. Told him, look, you know, I don't want you around here. You know, you're working for the evil empire. They're going to use this for nefarious purposes. And, you know, so that's...
Well, you know what, that'll bring me into this story, and I appreciate the call, my man, because, you know, I've been talking about how this is an extension, not just for the census, but really Google, which is in with NASA, which is going to become kind of like one of those front organizations. Didn't start out as a front organization for the government, but with the implementation of Google Earth, where they are literally mapping the world and having street views across the country, developers, analysts have high expectations for Google I.O. Google will hold on Wednesday and Thursday its largest event of the year for external developers, a constituency that its views as critically important as the health of its business and online services. About 3,500 developers will attend Google I.O. in San Francisco's Moscone Center, where speakers from Google and other companies will participate in more than 80 sessions and 100 technical demos. However, the second annual edition of I.O. still finds Google in a weaker position with developers than competitors like Facebook and Microsoft, say Ray Valdez, a Gartner analyst. Google has been successful and is attracting a wide range of developers for a few very narrow scope areas like Google Maps. See, Google Maps is definitely the one you have to look at, and Google Earth. They want iPhone apps. They want every single piece of this country mapped, photographed, and taped. Just go there. I mean, in Loose Change Second Edition, when Dylan used, you know, Google Earth, it was still in a pretty much a beta format. It was new. It looked cool. Hey, this is neat. But now it has gotten to another level. And now that the census is going and GPSing all these homes, you can bet it's only going to get bigger and bigger, and the control grid will continue to expand. And if we don't step up, there's going to be a camera on every street. There's going to be a red jacket on every corner, all in the name of the Lord Obama and the New World Order. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. We're going to be going to Delton, Mike, and more after this.
I'm going to leave you.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank the final sponsor of the day. And then in the next segment, we're going to have Jim Newcomer of Midas Resources come on and tell you about the great deals they have in gold and silver. Precious metals. I mean, as gold shoots up. And you know, I really have to make this analogy again. When I started listening to Alex Jones, when I got beyond just 9/11 truth and I had come across his documentaries and I was listening to him on the radio, gold was being sold between somewhere 275 an ounce and 330 an ounce. It's now, I mean, you know, it's at its low point, 890, 880. At its high point, 965, 975. It's gotten to over 1,000. It's literally more than tripled in value in 6 years. Think of any other investment out there, folks, that has done the same. You can't find one. I promise you that. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economy, it is imperative that you make sure your family is prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. All right, let's go to a couple of these callers. Let's go to Delton in Detroit. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason,
yes, sir.
How are you? Great job.
I'm all right.
And, hey, Alex, why don't you turn off the radio and go fishing, man? Your show's
you know what? Hey, show's almost over, 34 minutes. Hopefully he'll be out on the beach with the kids or, you know, strolling down the highway. You know, he deserves a break. I mean, he is a family man, for God's sakes. And, you know, I think he's the only one in the office that's really here more than I am. I'm a slave to my job. I don't know. Rob Dew's here a lot, too. He's been coming in late nights. I mean, there are a lot of dedicated people here, but there's no one dedicated like Alex Jones.
And hard. I don't know how his family puts up with him. No, they must love his country. And have you ever had James Wesley Rawls on the show? He's the author of the book Patriots, Surviving the Economic Collapse. And
That does sound familiar. I think Jones has had him on. I know I haven't had him on, but you know, I can't keep up over every show in the past 3 years. I'll look into it, but I'm almost 100% positive Jones has had him on the program before.
You do great with guests. I'd love to hear him on your show. But it's a great book everyone to get. It's written in a novel format, but it's a guide, and it gives great equipment that everybody should have in their groups of five, you know, in their families of five that want to survive in rough times. And I was wondering if you could touch on if you heard about Geithner over in China, because China's really upset about the printing frenzy going on over at the Federal Reserve.
Well, I know that China's been openly talking about dumping the dollar, and I was aware that Geithner was going over there for a couple days to have a conference with Chinese leaders. I had not seen any mainstream media covering that conference and what has been said, but China's obviously very upset. Russia has dropped the dollar as its reserve currency. Apparently, they're using rubles. Brazil is in line to do the same. Peter Schiff is out there saying, you know, basically what Lindsay Williams said on my program now almost 2 months ago, that the dollar is completely going to go under. You know, I don't know if that's true, but it's certainly a possibility with it being dropped as the world reserve currency.
Okay. Are they part of, would you consider the movement towards the New World Order? Or are they?
I'll tell you what, Putin is a total establishment, total KGB. You know, there's warring sects, you know. Putin doesn't want to see Russia be a second world nation in the New World Order. He wants to see Russia be a first world nation in the New World Order. And, you know, Putin's been around a long time. You look at some 1980s photographs when he was in the KGB. He's sitting there posing as a photographer as Reagan and Gorbachev have a photo op with a little boy. You know, I mean, that's how they embed these guys. And then later on, you know, through his ruthlessness, he rises to the top. He's well aware of a plan for, you know, a global government. He's part of that. But at the same time, you know, he wants his role not to be squelched by NATO, not to be coerced. You know, he's not happy that Georgia, you know, sneak attacks South Ossetia while they're running drills with Israel and the United States. And then all of a sudden he has to stop the murdering. And everybody says, Russia attacked Georgia, Russia attacked Georgia. I'm sure he's not happy about that. But at the same time, while that's going on, who's he sitting next to at the Olympics? Oh, it's GW. So something's going on there. I mean, these are the heads of criminal cartel families that don't want to jeopardize, you know, the big cartel, the big crime organization, but still are vying for top spots. I thank you for the call, Dalton. Newcomer on the other side, Midas Resources. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Alex Jones Show. The latest information over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. 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 Radio.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you missed any of the show, just jam-packed Alex Jones, Lou Rockwell, tons of calls. The EMT being assaulted by a police officer is just unbelievable. Stories over at InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. But right now we're joined by Jim Newcomer of Midas Resources to tell us about what's happening with gold. It's on the rise again. And the great deals that you can get because they locked in lower prices just a week ago when they're passing the savings on to you. Jim, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Jason. It's nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. So why don't you tell people the great deals that are over at Midas right now and why it's so important, really, to get into the gold and precious metals market, as this is the only thing that has really retained value over the last 6,000 years.
Yeah, the precious metals have been the standard since the beginning of time. You know, they used to say that a $20 gold piece would exchange for a toga and sandals in the Roman days. That same 1 ounce of gold or 1 ounce piece, that same 1 ounce piece would buy a fine suit of clothes in 1929 and 1933 when they confiscated the metals. At that point, it was worth $20.65. The same is true today. At least it is here in Minneapolis where you know, a 1 ounce gold piece is going to run about $1,000 to $1,100, and we can buy a pretty fine suit of clothes up here. I don't know about the rest of the country. Maybe out there in Hollywood or New York City or something, you're not going to get that fine a suit, but it always retains its value. And that's the important thing to remember about precious metals. A lot of people will look at it as an investment. It truly isn't an investment, since it doesn't pay interest, and you don't get any actual gains with it. What it is, it's financial insurance. There's no dividend, but it is financial insurance, in that as the dollar devalues, the value of the metal will always increase proportionately. So if the dollar is cut in half, the value of the precious metal is going to double. And that's the thing that people have to keep in mind. That's the reason why, for generations, for centuries really, people in the know have put reserve money, money that they're not going to be using in the next 5, 10 years, whatever, into precious metals, because they know that they can't lose value, no matter what happens to the economy. And quite frankly, even if it falls a little bit, as metals often do, it's still going to maintain the same purchasing power that it did when it was at the higher rate, because it is truly a commodity that will always exchange for X amount of goods and services, no matter what the value of that commodity is at. So we're talking today, we had, you had mentioned that Ted had purchased these or made commitments on these metals prior to him leaving for Europe. He should be back next week. He's over there again looking for additional coins and things that we can offer to your listeners on the Alex Jones special at great prices. But today we have the $20 Liberty. This is a pre-1907 coin. Now, a lot of people ask, well, where did it come from? They confiscated all the gold in 1933. Fact of the matter is, these are coins that were transferred from our Federal Reserve to foreign central banks to pay for foreign debt. When the gold was confiscated in this country in 1933, and our government offered $20.65 for a $20 gold piece, these foreign bankers took a look at the money they had sitting on their shelves over there and said, well, wait a minute, the world rate or the world market value is at $35. So they recognized the scam that our government was perpetrating, and they just held on to it. So they're all in real good shape. They were transferred from the Federal Reserve to central banks and literally sat on the shelf. In the early 1970s, when the ownership of gold was freed up, they started coming back in. But we do have the $20 Liberty Series. That's pre-1907. It's the most commonly traded coin in the private gold market. And that's at $16.27 today. The $10 Liberty, which is a half-ounce coin, is at $7.99. In addition, the ever-popular Lakota National Silver Rounds are offered at $20.50, or a roll price of $410. We also have the Franklin Half Dollar, offered at $8.80, or the roll price of $176. This is a great coin. Should it collapse completely, that would be used for barter. Everybody recognizes it. Everybody would know what the value of it was if that did occur. In addition, the two foreign coins, the British Sovereign, that's at $278.90 today. That's the coin that was carried by the Allied flyers from World War II through the Iraqi War over there. That was the coin that they used, was in their survival kit. They used to buy themselves out of harm's way. And the 20-franc coin, which is either Belgian, Swiss, or French, at $225.90. That's a fifth-ounce coin. So I think that, you know, folks out there, if you have any questions about the precious metals at all, call and talk to the brokers. We have 32 of them here. Call 800-686-2237. Ask for the Alex special. These are all for the Alex Jones listeners. But remember, call 800-686-2237. And there's somebody going to be here to help you. Call this afternoon. Call this evening. I'm sure there'll be people here until midnight. But call now. The demand for these metals is growing rapidly, and it's not going to be available forever.
And Jim, before you go, I just want to, again, reiterate the fact that, you know, back in the day when I started listening to Alex Jones, when I was just becoming informed, just becoming a fan, they were pitching gold back in 2003 at $275 to, you know, $330, $340 an ounce. And today, you know, like I said, at the lowest, you're going to see it a little less than $800. When you see it sold on eBay, you're talking about $1,000, $1,100 for an ounce of gold. It is basically tripled in value in 6 years. What else out there has done so? And like you said, it's not really a tripling in value, because the dollar has been devalued that much.
That's
in
exactly
these
right.
past 6 years. Yeah. And people don't realize that. Why don't you just explain that phenomenon?
Well, if you take a dollar, and today it buys X amount of goods and services, and you go out and print more money and flood it into the market like the Treasury has done, now you have twice as much money competing for that commodity, no matter what the commodity is. In the case of gold, it means that by doubling the currency out in circulation, you have twice as much currency, the value of those commodities will double in price in comparison to the currency. So that's pretty much what's happening today. There's been so much currency introduced into the system now. My Lord, it's more than actually was printed since the country was founded. And we're getting ourselves into a situation that it's just untenable. The dollar has to collapse. You had talked earlier, I think, about the Chinese and the situation that they're in. They have an awful lot of our debt, a ton of it. And they could collapse our economy at any minute if they wanted to. We're also their largest market, so I think they're a little hesitant to do it. But they are getting away from the dollar. The Europeans are getting away from the dollar. Everybody is. The European banks, central banks, are holding 60% of their assets, I believe, in hard metals, in gold. So these people are concerned, and these are people in the know.
All right. Well, other than that, why don't you talk a little bit about silver and the Lakota rounds that you have? I mean, the Lakota tribe printing up their own currency, basically. They have these, you know, $50 ounce rounds of silver. I know you guys have that. What are some of the silver deals that you have over at Midas right now?
Okay, well, we have all types of silver available, from junk silver all the way up to Lakota rounds, regular rounds. We had the included the Lakota rounds on this at $410 a roll. The Lakotas, because they're a sovereign nation, can print their own currency. So they came out with these Lakota rounds. It's a beautiful coin. It's marked at $50 on the back of the coin. We're selling them at, what's the price, $20.50 a piece. You can't find them. If you go into eBay or anywhere else, you're not going to find them at that price. And this is a coin that Ted had made a commitment to previously. But silver has done extremely well. Right now, the gold-to-silver ratio is about 63. That's to say that it would take 63 ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold. Normally, that ratio is below 20 in normal times. It hasn't been for a long time, so silver is set to really explode here in the future. Even if we had a 30-to-1 ratio, silver would be selling at $30 to $35. So silver is a great way to get into the precious metals initially and to continue from there.
All right, why don't you give out the number for people one more time? It's MidasResources.com, and
yep.
The number is
800-686-2237. And call anytime. If you know, going home, talk to your husband or wife, you call us here this evening. Somebody will be here. And the number again is 800-686-2237.
All right, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
We're
going
to jump. You got it. We're going to jump right back into your calls in a moment, but you know, I'm reading this Google story, and, you know, hidden in the article is the point that I really wanted to make. I talked about Google Maps and Google Earth. Well, how about RFIDs? Well, that's what one of these third-party softwares, Wellstar, which operates 5 nonprofit hospitals in the Atlanta area. Zanin and his colleagues are developing RFID location-based services that will use Google Maps API as well as integrated patient census API that provides hospital administrators operating data straight to location targeted search result pages. See, this is getting around giving you a VeriChip. You know, earlier I discussed the story where it was edible RFID chips that can track and trace you. And this is mainline news. Oh, that doesn't exist, Jason. There's no edible RFID chips. That's just crazy. You're just saying that. You just like to make stuff up. Well, here it is right here. RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills. RFID tags on packs could be a thing of the past after American scientists revealed an edible tag that can be used to track and trace and authenticate individual pills. They're talking about putting RFIDs in the medications they give you. Talk about Brave New World wrapped in a 1984 Orwellian package. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to callers. Betty, you're on the air.
Hi,
yes,
Jason.
Betty. How are you?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just honored to be able to speak with you. And on the subject of, you know, torture and war criminals,
mm-hmm.
I would like everyone to know who's listening to this program that tomorrow afternoon, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton are appearing at the Toronto Convention Center.
Oh.
Compliments of Stephen Harper.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And they're going to be together,
and
all three of them, hand in hand?
Nobody is aware of this. When I've told my family, when I've told anyone, they said this is absolutely impossible.
And
well, they don't understand. What do they think? They think that Bill Clinton and George Bush aren't the best of buddies behind the scenes. I remember maybe back in 2003 when I was really, you know, waiting for the 9/11 Commission to start their hearings and really get figuring out for myself there was no right or left. You know, there was just these two parties acting to oppose each other. And I saw the dedication of the Bill Clinton Library in D.C. And who's in the front row? Why, it's the entire Bush family. And it's just giggles and smiles and laughter and everybody's happy and everybody's best friends. I mean, it's all a show. They don't really oppose each other on anything. And you can watch speeches of Bill Clinton talking about the quote-unquote New World Order by name and, you know, praising it. You know, and saying, oh, George, you know, H.W. Bush is a great man. I mean, these things, I mean, it's unbelievable to me that people buy into the fact that there's some kind of difference between the two. Continue.
Well, they're there tomorrow, and they're rubbing shoulders, and we're calling for the arrest of war criminals on our soil.
And as well you should. I mean, you know what? I'd love to get some tape in there. Info Warriors out there, if you're in Toronto and you can go to this thing, please bring a camera. Please ask some tough questions. I don't know if you have to do it, you know, confrontation style. We are change style. But, you know, confront these guys on something. You know, ask, why is it that you guys are up here on tour talking together when you were supposedly had so many different ideas and so many different policies and you were so ardent against one another? No, they're part of the same ball club. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Benjamin in Texas. Benjamin, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
Benjamin.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, we're just watching some Flapjack on the Cartoon Network. Really, realistically, where do we start? You know, we can talk about these, like, evil, the evil appointment of this lady to Supreme Court. I mean, talk about, as Alex so eloquently put one time, the cult of devil-worshipping pedophiles that run, like, CPS rings. I mean, actually, I remember. I wanted to get your take on the Kevin Trudeau interview with Alex the other day.
Sure. You know, I mean, do I agree with everything that Kevin Trudeau has to say? But before I get into Kevin Trudeau, let me just say, where do we start? Well, you know, I had a caller in the first hour calling me up from a story maybe a month ago out in Albany. They were trying to make it so you had to register all your ammunition. Where did they start? They started going to city council meetings. They went before the board. They had 80 protesters outside saying you can't put this into law. So that's a good place to start. Start locally. You know, same thing in Schenectady. When they started saying, oh, we might declare martial law, Schenectady residents got up in arms. They started calling their city council members. They started calling the mayor's office. They said no. You know, we have to say no at some point. I think that, you know, we should have some recourse against the Supreme Court with their 5-4 decision that you no longer have a lawyer. Now, as far as Kevin Trudeau goes, look, you know, a lot of the things that he promotes are real. The law of attraction, for instance, you know, I'm a strong believer in the law of attraction, maybe not in the hokey new age way it's presented in the book The Secret or the movie The Secret, but some of that stuff is definitely true. I wouldn't be here without the will to do what I do and believing that it was actually possible and setting goals for myself and working towards that. You know, so Trudeau is a big, you know, purveyor of that. Some of his debt cures in his latest book are real. You know, I've read some of the information. They're absolutely real. Some of his natural cures are the same things that you'll see on our sponsors' websites. So I think that he is a very ingenuitive guy. You know, whether or not he's 100% honest, I don't know if anybody's 100% honest. Is there room for criticism? There's room for criticism of everybody, but he is able to reach a massive audience. And for some reason, the FTC went after him with a $37 million fine. He reaches literally millions and millions of people. You got to ask yourself, why are they targeting this guy if he's not a threat to their establishment?
$1 million. That's a lot of dough. I mean, I don't care who you are.
No, 37 mil is a lot of cheese, my friend. Hey, if they ever enact a executive order 13375 where you're supposed to take mass quarantines or go to prison and they can prison for 1 year or up to a $250,000 fine, I can't afford the 250 G's. I don't know about you. I ain't got it rolling around.
No, but I definitely think that the only way they take a person like me is with bullets or something like that. You know, I'm not going to subscribe to this, like, open-handed, you know, open tyranny. You know, that these evil globalists really want to push. You know, it's really disgusting. You know, La Raza, what La Raza stands for is just absurd.
Well, you know what La Raza stands for at the upper echelons, when you're a council member, a board member like she is, yes, it is more than absurd. But at the lower levels, people don't understand what it is. It's just like, you know, people who think that I'm trying to think that the Al Gore and, you know, the carbon credit system are going to save the world, and people are getting behind the green movement and they're joining Greenpeace, and they think they're going to make a difference if they join PETA for animals. They don't understand it's all corrupt at the top. You know, they don't understand what the real message is. And I think a lot of that is, you know, I don't want to just say every member of La Raza is automatically a racist. I would say every member of La Raza that doesn't realize that there's race implications and race bias is ignorant. You know, and there are some at the top that are openly racist. I mean, you know, old habits are hard to break. And some people just cannot get it in their head hard enough that, again, you should base your judgments on people by the content of their character, the fruits of their actions, what they stand for, you know, not, you know, the color or creed or religion of a person. It's absolutely ludicrous. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Nora in Florida. Nora, you're online.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that the last caller brought up the issue of La Raza, because I think you guys are confused on which La Raza you're looking at. There are
Listen, let's talk about La Raza on the other side, and I'm going to get your take on Sonia Sotomayor, soon to be the next Supreme Court Justice. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
We will not be forgotten.
I make a living off the land, but not much longer, because the government's taking my land away. I can't grow no more vegetables, because they're organic and good for you. There's no GMO in my food. All right. I got to get off this subject. We're going to go back to Nora in a moment. But I want to remind everybody, if you missed any of the broadcast, chock full of Alex Jones, chock full of this EMT being assaulted by police officers. Yeah, that's right. We pull over ambulances now and, you know, try to arrest EMTs that are saving people's lives. That's the new America. And we're talking Sonia Sotomayor and La Raza with Nora. What's your take? Oh, she hung up, huh? Well, you know, you try to hold these over. I got the guy that disagrees with me. He wants to get on the line about fast food and something else. And then this lady seemed to disagree with me somehow, but she doesn't want to stay on the line either. It's only a three-minute break. Mark in Oregon, you got the final say tonight, my man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jason. Great to speak with you again.
Thank you.
I wanted to suggest a movie idea to you. It's called 9/11, The Big Setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it would exclusively cover all of the great volume of evidence that this great atrocity was carried out by the global shadow government, acting through its minions at the highest levels of the most recent Bush administration and the U.S. intelligence community, putting the evidential spotlight in a very big way on the actual individuals, global and domestic, who conceived, planned, and implemented this great crime from which all of the current crimes against Americans come out of. I thought it might be powerful, Jason, and I know you're a great filmmaker, so I wanted to suggest that to you.
Well, I'll tell you what's going around the office right now. You know, outside of the Invisible Empire movie that I'm doing, and I'm going to have some pretty big high profiles on Kissinger, on Brzezinski. I'm going to probably stay away from the subject of 9/11 just because it's too intricate, and I'm trying to fit this into a, you know, 120-minute picture. But we're thinking, and again, this is maybe in the future. Who knows? We don't have a huge staff. They're working on Obama 2 right now, the JFK 2 film. A lot of people are asking about that. That's kind of on hold. You know, we're talking about a Chemtrails movie with Rosalind Peterson. We're doing these best of DVDs. But down the line, what we would like to do, kind of a profiles of the New World Order, and do 45 to 60 minutes on these people, on these individuals, on a Rockefeller, on a Kissinger, on a Brzezinski. And really do a timeline of how, you know, they've influenced policies, what organizations they're members of, some of the more deplorable things that are on their agenda. So that's definitely, you know, something we're throwing around, hopefully in the works. I know you've got a lot of great ideas out there, Mark. It's just so hard. I mean, hey, today and tomorrow, I'm doing 7 hours of radio. How much can I possibly work on my film today? I still got to go home and let the dogs out. I mean, that's just the reality. But definitely keep it into consideration. I thank you very much. Folks, again, if you missed any of the broadcast, you missed edible RFIDs, you missed Pelosi with her green appeal, her climate change in China. Because we love China. We love their one-child policies. We love the fact that, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. We love the fact that the police and military are integrated together. It's just lovely stuff. Everybody loves it. Love, love, love all the way around. And she says, you know what? Every aspect of our lives must be subject to inventory. Yeah, that's the America I want to live in. Everything I do, tracked and traced and databased, cataloged for my global rulers, my lords of the New World Order, which we are currently living in. And they just want to build it up more and more to that apex of tyranny where they have total control and they rule over you and you just drool over them and you just, oh, I love you. Oh, thank you, lords. Thank you for everything you've given me. And meanwhile, if you step out of line, they send the police after you and they just baton you right in the mouth, kick you in the head. That's how they roll. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.